The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Won't we walk to the Ed Sheeran show? Cause we rap R&B and everything we know. From hip hop, beats to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Funkin' music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life with goals. Right here on Ed Sheeran, the story unfolds.
Ed Sheeran's on, take a seat, let's explore.
Raising
music, culture, and a whole lot more.
Welcome back to the Aunt Denise Taylor Show, a.k.a. the Aunt Taylor Show. I'm so happy to see y'all here again for another week, man. I don't even know if I deserve this, you know what I'm saying? But since we all here, go ahead and give yourself a round of applause. In the building with me. And I know you want to hear this name and this voice. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Nicole Aladrin. Nicole, where you at? Yes,
hey,
yes,
Broadway
yes.
Show.
Stand
I'm
up.
Back in full effect, Bay Area stand up.
Worldwide,
full effect,
stand up. Yeah, you know how we do on the Ann Taylor Show. This gonna be an exciting, exciting show. I got Bankhead Doug. Now, if y'all don't know who he is, man, the dude is a factor coming out of the 925 Concord, California. He gonna be in the studio in just a little bit. We gonna talk, we gonna play some music. We gonna play some of the recommended music that Dankhead asked me to play. It's gonna be fun. I'ma chat with your girl, Nicole. We gonna have a good show. Thank you from around, everybody from around the world who has joined in on the show. I hear we are up in the hundreds of thousands of listeners now, and I'm in love with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, we do it. We do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so proud of you, my friend.
Man,
you are doing a big one.
You know what?
Yes.
If this shirt I had on, this shirt I got on is too tight, I would pat myself on the back, but all these muscles is making it hard for me. You know what I'm saying?
So silly. I know that's right.
Anyway, I mean, look.
Hey.
So we're gonna get to this show. We done messed around enough. I want to ask Nicole a few questions, and we're gonna talk a little bit. The phone number to call in is 415-745-2742. This is the Anthony Taylor Show. Call to talk, chat, whatever you need. Maybe you got something to say to Nicole. Maybe you want to be on Nicole's show. Hey, you can always hit me up too. If you can't catch her, you can catch me, and I'm gonna let her know. All right, let's get
That's
to
right.
it.
Refrigerator with just a swallow in the container. I get my mouth all set for some orange juice, and it's just a swallow in the container.
Well, swallow it and shut the fuck up.
You blind motherfucker.
You fat.
You remember that movie? That was called Harlem Nights, man. She had her
yes.
mouth all fixed
yes.
for some orange juice. How you fix
yes.
your mouth? You remember your mouth?
And remember Eddie Murphy shot off her pinky toe?
Yeah, he sure did. That was, man, that was an excellent
And the part
movie.
Where he said, you throw her up and it turns to sunshine. That's the movie right there. That's a good movie. Like, that's one of the movies I can watch that over and over again and never get tired of it. That's a good movie right there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
definitely.
A classic. Definitely it, timeless.
It's timeless, man. I don't understand why they can't make movies. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good stuff out there now, but that right there
it's
was...
It's not the same. It's like, the old. I'm going to be honest, the old school movies, the music, it was just different. I'm not saying our stuff now is not good. It's just, it's kind of like, how can I put it? It was just so much passion and hard work that went behind it, right? You didn't have all these things to make things as easy as we do now, okay? The technology wasn't as advanced, right? People had to really go out and fight and work hard, and we had to deal with all types of you know, discrimination and segregation, especially our black people, right? It's so much that goes into when we talk about the music industry and the movie industry. They had to fight, okay? they had to really fight for these certain roles and really work their butts off. You know what I mean? So exactly. For that, I respect that. And it wasn't just like easy. It wasn't as easy nowadays. You know, we have a lot of things to help us. Right. They didn't have all those things back then. They had to really like start from, they had to be very organic and really, you know, say like the horror films, y'all, they had to like, you know, the imagine so much effort. They had the fake blood and they had the mask and the clay and all. They had to do that shit by hand.
Exactly. Right.
Even with like the illustrations and the cartoons, they had to do all them cartoons and the slides and man, all the pictures that y'all see, you know how much work that's, thousands and thousands. When you think about that, that to me is fascinating. They put so much work into it. It was very hard for people back in the day.
Exactly. Hey, very let me hard. Ask you something. Have you ever had to, I mean, this is a freebie for them, but have you ever had the California Fish Grill? I went there. It was delicious. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, they're really, really good. Like, OMG.
I'm y'all. Look,
y'all.
For the restaurateurs out there, or foodies, I should say. Go ahead.
Oh my God. Because we going to sit here and be talking over each other. When I tell y'all, it's so good to where you're contemplating, okay, is this better than sex? I think it's a tie. It's one of them, like, restaurants where the food is just so damn good, right? It's almost perfect. We can't say that, right? It's almost perfect. And it's like, it's fish and sea. Oh my God, the fish taco. Man. The fish taco. And it ain't no skimpy, y'all. We ain't talking about no skimpy food. We talking about, it's enough food to where you can eat some and then come back for more. You can actually feed two people off their meals.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
The food is divine. It's so good.
That's okay. Wild.
Now out here in the Bay Area, we do have one in, is it Ceremony?
Yes,
I believe it's Ceremony.
Daly City in Concord. Let me see here. They're all around San Francisco.
So good, y'all.
Goodness.
So
gracious.
Good. No, we don't have one in the city, do we?
I think there's one on 9th Avenue. I think. Let me check. Let me see. California.
No
play,
because I will go look. I will go to that thing today, honey. As tired as I am. I will go.
So yeah. So
it's the quickest. The closest one would be.
That's it. La da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da da da.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but then I got high. Pull right over and stop, but I was high. Yeah, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Come on, man. Come on.
I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back. La,
and if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man?
La da 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 da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop.
Advertise your business today. Our promotions and production department will collaborate with you and your team on your project to make sure your brand, music, and product is heard within thousands. We'll make sure that we push via social media, on air, and at all events to our fans to make sure your goal is met. Reach out to the team via social media, phone, or email for more info.
Welcome back to the Ant Taylor Show. I'm your host, Ant Taylor. And in the house, I am sitting with the man, out of Concord, California, my boy, Jake Head, Doug. Let's get a little round of applause for the man. What's happening with you, brother? What's happening?
What's up, Mac Mo? Much love to the five-star general pimp.
Man, there we go. A little salute. That's right. Filmo up in the house. Filmo on Concord. You know what I'm saying? So we got a little history here. Dank Head has... been listening to music that I did many years ago, and you know, to always meet somebody from so far back is amazing, man. And I'm very, very happy to have you here today, man, and finally speak to the man. Avid music collector, a music authoritarian at this point, you know what I mean? So tell me something, man. Tell me what's going on with you.
Oh yeah, you know, some just trying to do this and that here. Started out, you know, as a collector, crossed the line. Just so much talent in the Bay. Just pull influence from, you know, and eventually, just man, it's like eventually you want to do your own thing, maybe, you know. Shit, soak so much game. There's so many plays out here in the Bay.
So when did you start your rap career?
Well, it was a long time in the making, but at the right around the end of 2020, so yeah, basically 2021.
Exactly. So you had all this stuff already just like built up, years and years and years of passion and ready to go-ness, and then you just kind of just did it, huh?
Well, you know, it's like you start, you have the passion, I kind of wanted to do it for like 20 years before I even did, but eventually, yeah, it's like you look up to so many people doing it, and you're like, why don't I got something on the shelf? You start to, I was rapping with people at parties, you know, and you just, it's like you want to be able to do that, you know?
Exactly. So I seen some of your projects, and you got to work with some of the greats. How was that? Like, you know, hooking up, and you did like compilations and things like that. How did that come about?
Man, well, I mean, like I said, being a collector and looking up to all the Bay legends, it's just like, was it first person I had to get, first cat, I swear, that got me into rap was...
Life is hard, but I've been thugging through the hardest parts. Surviving where I come from, gotta have a heart of hearts. My daughter told me that we need to have a heart to heart. Ain't prayed in so long, I don't even know where I would start. On certain nights, man, I be crying, thinking about my mama. Then reminiscing about my folks that died all in this drama. Then thinking about all the things I've been through that caused me trauma. I swear to God, can't leave a house unless I got my llama. I remember Oakland Panthers, they was quick to build. But nowadays in my city, bruh, they quick to kill. So if you ever leave the house, man, don't forget to steal. And if you leave it in your car, you getting bit for real. Cause they be robbing people, slipping in the car garage.
I take you down a long road where it get dark and high. If you successful in my city, you a target, I. So just be careful while you pimping in them parking lots.
Pain we overcome. Yeah, from out the mud we started. Got scars from pressure. Way over something from nothing's they disguised. Through all the pain we overcome. Yeah, from out the mud we started. Got scars from pressure. Way over something from nothing's they disguised. We got it now.
Never had stability, my upbringing was shaky. I'm thankful for all them blessings, them lessons that kept us sharp in my family, just like your family. We learned to love our monsters, we hide the things that haunt us. We felt nobody wanted us. Have you ever heard the higher laughter tell them your plans? We had plans to count our bands, invest in tropical lands. But some thug diverted our plans and put a slug in my man. They say one day I'll understand, no, I never did that. Tell me to a higher place, or bro, I wait for feedback. Look at my city, it's so torn. Bro, I had to leave that to a place where my kids can chew and raise their feet at. And they ain't worrying about a nigga asking where the weed at. Cause if he do, that's where he gon' get his ass beat at. I ain't bring the bullshit to the table where I eat at. I been clean from the streets, bro, I'm about to relapse. I told God I had enough and look where he put me at. Thug through the pain, nigga.
Yeah, from out the mud we started. Got scars from pressure, way over something from nothing's they disguised. Through all the pain we overcome. Yeah, from out the mud we started. Got scars from pressure, way over something from nothing's they disguised. We got it.
Gotta make your own moves, won't nobody make them for you. Thought you knew what's getting ruthless, living Northern California, where everything a risk. Don't say we didn't warn you, be prepared to stay protected. Ain't no sunshine when they mourn you. Time's precious, gotta appreciate what you have. So stay focused on your goals, all throughout the good and bad. If this is where we part ways and take different paths, just remember the good times we party, celebrate and laugh. It's difficult losing those you love and grew up close to. Phony homies come and go just like they supposed to. Post in the graveyard, pouring out a cold brew, wondering how long before I become a ghost too. There's a lot of people out there needing the right vibes, so I'ma twist them up a fat one to kick back and get fried. Cause I'm bona fide, stoner rap certified, supplying y'all with the decolation worldwide.
Out the mud we started. Got scars from pressure. Way over something from nothing's they disguised. Through all the pain we overcome. Yeah, from out the mud we started. Got scars from pressure. Way over something from nothing's they disguised. We got it now.
At this point, we could tell anybody who has the master of KT hustling, you know, any of that intergalactic record stuff to reach out at this point, tap in, you know, we could, you know, make it a part of history like it
absolutely,
should be.
Absolutely, 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 absolutely. So how was it? Did you grow up in Concord, California?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, exactly.
How was it, the rap scene out there? I mean, is it like you got a lot of rap cats that you intermingle with out there or from there, or are you just like stretched out across the bay?
Oh, well back in the day, I think the most exposure I had was through friends listening to the hottest bay hits, seeing what was available on the shelves, you know. Basically in the beginning, it kind of took my homies bumping something for me to get turned on to, like, all right, like that Sin 94 Mobsters, okay. What was that, Dre Dogg? All right, was that Spice One? Okay, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, just bringing different stuff.
Those are all the greats, man. I mean, you know, do you think music will ever recapture, like today's music, will it recapture? I mean, I don't expect it to, but that era for me, man, the earlier era of rap was like the greatest. And maybe because I'm an old cat now, you know what I mean? That's where I'm from. But I don't know if the newer music is... I don't know if they experienced it the way some people who came a little before them experienced it. What you think?
Exactly. I think you kind of nailed it. You nailed it right there with everything you said. It was right on the nose, man. That older Bay Area sound, if you could call it the golden era or whatever, it's very unique. You know, you have some of the greats, the people that define the mob sound, from Sam Bostick to Mike Mosley to whoever, all the rappers that just killed it on top of that. And it's just kind of developed, you know. And I think that there will always be throwbacks to the greats, you know, and music, you know, the software. A lot of people don't use the same, analog or original, you know, physical software. A lot of people are going digital now in the days, but, right. It all comes down to the old school stuff, using the original components or foundations, you know, and throwbacks, it being relative. You know, newer generations, I think.
I have to ask because, you know, it's a question I don't ask a lot of, if people, you know, because it's music is so fast too. It doesn't stick around a long time anymore. And I'm not sure if it's just being replaced by something that sounds just like it, or if it's just so much of it where people can't hold on to it and enjoy it the way earlier, you know, listeners did, and avid collectors like yourself got a chance to really get into it and, you know, get some history on these people too, because I'm not sure. I mean, you know how they call it nowadays, they want street cred and all that stuff. That's not really history. You know what I mean? That's not really telling the real story of the rapper to me. That tells a little bit, but not all aspects of it.
Customer service, can I help you?
I'm sorry, what service?
This is the main switchboard. How would you like me to connect your call?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number.
Who are you calling for?
I don't know. It's one of those psychic hotlines. Are you them?
I can transfuse. Did you call the psychic or for the tarot card?
I think it was the card.
Okay, I transfer it to the reader. Can you hold, please? First call is free.
Okay,
please hold.
I'm the same guy.
I feel safe with that.
Turn the TV down.
Yeah, this Willie, can I help you?
I'm sorry?
I said, this Willie, how can I help you? You want to get a reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you call from?
Florida.
Okay, let me see here. You a Southern boy.
Yep.
You a Southern guy. I knew that. What else? Your name start with a C.
With a C?
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean a B.
Nope.
A G.
No.
Your name start with a W.
No.
I'm sorry. No, I see it now. Let me turn over this card. Your name start with a P.
A B?
A P.
A P, no.
An A.
Nope.
A D.
Well, that's okay. We only got 15 letters left.
Your name Dave?
No.
Well,
let me help you out. My name is...
Oh, I was looking at the wrong card. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what you want to know about.
I don't know, the future.
You want to know about your love life?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, you're going to meet a really good... You're going to meet a good... You know, you get off work, you want a good... Bring your 40. Ain't that what you want?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I never referred to a woman I was with as
a... You just right around the corner. Let me turn over this card. Yeah, you got yourself a piece just around the corner.
Well, it's a good thing that
or not.
It's a good thing this thing is free, because if I had to pay for this, I'd be pretty upset.
Hey, don't be talking this. Who the hell are you talking about? Don't be messing talking this kind of trash. I ain't playing around.
talking kind of trash. You know, you're the one talking trash, and then I call up, and I had a, I had the Midwest and the Bible Belt.
You're gonna have
to. I mean, what if I was a God-fearing person, listen to the way you talk?
I just turned over a card. You're gonna have to shine the hubcap the rest of your life.
Well, that's okay. You turn over any card you want because it's all a bunch of nonsense. I'm glad I spoke with you. Because you know, I was actually starting to believe some of these commercials.
You're gonna shine hubcaps the rest of your life if you don't call again.
You go play with your cards.
If you don't call again, you're
gonna
shine hubcaps the rest of your life. You're gonna shine hubcaps.
Excuse me.
Which is one of the funnest projects I recently worked on. Besides the most current, you know, I finally dropped a compilation, and just, you know, all the networking and game connecting that I'd been doing, it just seemed like, you know, it was definitely time to do that, and a challenge that I kind of set for myself to try to, you know, accomplish. And a bunch of other cats, Brad Leone, you know, on his label, Loped Out, Lunatics and stuff, out of Pittsburgh. He came up to me, he approached me with this project last year, and he said it was custom crafted for me. It was strictly for me. Either I was going to use it or it was going to go, you know, in the junk bin or whatever, you know, the garbage. So I checked it out, and there's just all these old school throwbacks to this music that are like, I totally enjoyed this, you know, just an EP or something. I got no problem with that. Let's make it simple and straight to the point. You know, not too many features, just his production and my lyrics shining through, you know.
Just like that, huh? Classic. Yeah, another classic. Yeah. So people can enjoy it today. And they're probably going to be enjoying it 30 years from now, man. You know what I mean? That's how it go, man. I mean, when classic people make classic songs, you know what I mean? That's when you got something, man. And it's like, you got that history baked in, man, because you went back and did the research. You know what I mean? Of what classic artists did. You're not copying the trends. You went back and did your thing.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of stuff somebody could copy, but you kind of, you know, you find your way to be original. So.
Absolutely. So what do you do as far as, you said you did this one and it was primarily you and the beats.
Yeah, and Big Trees on the beats, yeah.
What made you want to just go dolo on this one?
Well, I kind of tapered down over the last few releases, but I've just kind of always generally had so many features, you know, just because I feel like I have so much love to give and so many people I look up to as artists and inspiration, et cetera, you know. It's kind of hard sometimes just to be on a track myself with all the things I want to accomplish and people I want to rap with, so... Yeah, finally kind of narrowed it down to just a few tracks and made it kind of simple and straightforward, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. So how do you handle the nowadays, you know, it used to be three verses on a rap song and now it's two. What's your format mainly?
Well, I mean, I've kind of been lately just going with like 2 16s and have somebody else or maybe a couple people on, but I've also reached out to doing more. It is like you say, where the old school was three verses, where you want to make sure you put like a good amount into it yourself and it makes sense. People understand where you're coming from. So I've done like 50 bar verses at one point and stuff, but I really feel like it does take more than just a couple of 16 bar verses sometimes to really get your point across. Mm. Sometimes the average person has more to say with nowadays world, especially. So I'm trying to get to where I'm saying more than less.
Oh, there you go. So what's your creation, like your process? Do you like hear the beat first, or do you come up with the lyrics first, or do you go ahead and get smoked out first? And how does that work?
Always get nice and roasted proper to be able to vibe with the beat. But yeah, it depends. Sometimes the beat comes first. Sometimes I might have some lyrics I work first that, you know, you try to figure out how to work around something. But I feel like usually it's the beats, you know, like I have a beat and I'll maybe have some lyrics that are pre-written, or maybe the beat will speak to me just right, you know, and I'll just listen to it. I'll vibe to it for a second and be like, all right, well, this is kind of exactly what I feel like it's telling me to say, you know. So
there is a co-host on the show. Her name is Ray. And we were having a discussion. She believes that rappers should stop at a certain age. And I'm like, well, why? Because no one else is expected in any other genre of music to stop at a certain age. You know, maybe your topics should show some maturity, but stopping is like, you know, I don't understand. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think rappers should stop at a certain age?
Well, you know, I've heard that. And I've also seen the things that are kind of circulating on social media lately where certain people didn't start certain businesses till they got later on in their life. And I think it kind of depends on how you feel. If you feel you still got that spark and that flame and you're inspired and there's plenty, you don't got to do what you just be yourself.
Yeah. So that's why I like when I see a Richie Rich, or I like when I see San Quentin, mm-hmm. Somebody who, you know, how many good albums didn't come out? Because I mean, look how many albums Too Short made from the time he originally, quote unquote, stopped rapping when he retired. You know why he did that? It was the same thing that I probably went through when I was a certain age. Oh man, you kind of old. You know what I mean? You might want to do something different. And he was at the top of the mountain when people was telling him that, and he was influenced. And I'm like, we would not have any Blow the Whistle. We would not have any of them songs if Too Short would have just went ahead and retired. So I'm glad he came back. And my thing on rappers is, man, if it's in you, keep doing it till you can't do it no more.
We can keep on getting high. Let me light this up and take you on a ride.
Let me take you on a ride.
And we can keep on getting lit. The police don't even trip. I didn't think it'd be like this.
Give me a light, give me a blunt, give me whatever I said I want. Bring me down, but then you gotta bring me up. Keep me stuck, moving past it slow. Whenever I ask, just pass it stove. Back in the day, I only smoked on blunts. I wasn't packing bowls. I had some dough, but ended up spending every single dime. Whenever I'm writing, I'm hot, pretty much every single time. Sign the back of the paycheck, think about what I'm about to blaze next. Already made up my mind on how to throw it away. I ain't even left the bank yet.
Go to the beach with weed I got from Dankhead. Nobody fucking with me when I'm off that champagne or that train wreck. Still got that Garcia Vega. If you don't smoke, you don't fade up state of mind. I try not to sell it, but if I do, I'm making mine. And taking my time on that 24/7 hype, doing what I love and I'm doing it right. I'm done by the end of the night. The one and only Shiesty Bryce, try to get it right. Moving slow like I got that purple Sprite, and I got this purple that I'm about to light. Let's blaze, and we can keep on getting hot. Let me light this up and take you on a ride, on a ride. Let's blaze, and we can keep on getting lit, keep it lit. People tell me I should quit, I ain't quitting. Let's blaze, I don't let people tell me ish. I was saying legalize it and they did, holy ish. Let's blaze, I'm smoking weed and the police don't even trip. I didn't think it'd be like this. Let's play. I'm checking my wallet to see if I got any money, but damn it, I'm broke. I'm smoking and doing the most, and I got sales just like a boat. For sure, I'm twisting up the rope and getting blown, and I just float away. I don't be paying to smoke on no mediocre strains. Got potent dank that'll blow your brain like a hoe these days. Back so full, they bulging out like a dopey when he blows his veins. Can't cope with the pain, smoke a J, I guarantee it goes away. Cop a zone for my folks, I already know it's gonna be overweight. Overload my rolling tray with strains that one of my homies made. Grapes grown in the Golden State like some Oleas, it's a no mistake. Tea from the Bay with the green like the Oakland A's. Got the lead like I'm getting a stolen base. Nothing but heat like back when Nolan played. I go for the win, no blowing saves. Perfect game like Matt Cain when I'm throwing things. I'm a wood so f***ing slick, they say I'm like a bowling lane. Head so big, I'm getting growing pains. Look to the brain like Brother Lynch when Agent 00 whose foe was made. About to go and blaze, and we can keep on getting hot. Let me light this up and take you on a ride, on a ride. Let's blaze, and we can keep on getting lit, keep it lit. People tell me I should quit, I ain't quitting. Let's blaze, I don't let people tell me shish. I was saying legalize it and they did, holy shish. Let's blaze, I'm smoking weed and the police don't even trip. I didn't think it'd be like this. Let's blaze. Two wrongs don't make a right, three rights are like a left turn. Anyone trying to give me orders is about to get served. I'm good with words when I work, I gotta take care of my head first. And I don't think pharmaceutical meds are the best cure. Let's burn, inhale and hold it in until my chest hurts. Got the best herb because genetics and investors. I'm networking, I got connections like ITT tech nerds. I get high and flip it off the rope like professional wrestlers. You can't tell me shit right now, I don't think it'll register. All the brain cells in my head are burnt, gotta get it together and get to work. Got a dab rig that you can set to any temperature. So high right now, I don't know my number. Hit me on Messenger. I'm getting high tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm high as a kite. Getting high tonight. Wanna come and ride with Shiesty.
Let's go.
I'm getting high, I'm getting high, I'm getting high.
Let's play.
I'm getting high tonight.
I'm getting high.
I'm smoking and toking and choking on trees. Yes, I'm a fiend. Yes, I'ma need at least a quarter pee. Without it, I can't be me. Somebody roll another one up. I'm talking about a bleeze. Got your breezy all on her knees, all over me. And some would think that smoking them out is common courtesy. If I had no tree to smoke, you never heard of me, man. That's absurdity. They taking what's mine like burglary. I stay burning these blunts all the way to the third degree. It never occurred to me to show any generosity. Pay the haters on my back to smoke them out, get off of me. Come at me properly with at least an Abraham. I need that paper and some papers just to blaze it, man. And let's go get high.
So nothing in San Francisco, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Have you ever have you ever had chitlins?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay, we supposed to start talking about soul food now.
No, I just need to know
now my black side has to come all the way out.
I know, but hold on. Hold on, look.
Are we going to talk about this? Because now I'm getting excited.
Can you do it within 30 seconds? Can you tell us about chitlins in 30 seconds?
I love chitlins. I grew up on chitlins. I grew up on pig feet. I grew up on soul food. My mom is from Louisiana. She was a Creole woman, and that's what I grew up on. Chitlins with some hot sauce, baby. Give it to me.
All right.
I love chitlins.
If you are a man, right? Let's say I ask you if you cook chitlins, and I say, hey, can you cook me some chitlins? Should your man get mad at that?
Oh, you're saying if another man asks me to cook some chitlins for him?
Yeah.
I don't see that as a problem.
Okay, well, listen.
It could be a problem for some men in a relationship dynamic.
Why would you think that is a problem?
I mean, I don't. I don't think that's an issue. Okay. It's food. Like, what the hell is the food? Like,
all right. Well, check this out real quick. Listen to this.
I don't care about him taking my wife. That's nothing, Your Honor. What to boil down to is the pain and the anguish of this man in my face, in my business, asking my wife to fix him some chitlins, Your Honor. Your Honor, this man has his own life. He has his own... Why ask my wife to fix... And I cussed him out on the phone, Your Honor. I told the man, I said, man, you're not getting nothing from him. This man not only...
You know, it's amusing that he's saying that is why they got into all of this, because the man asked his wife to cook him some chitlins. That's amusing.
Do you
but
know
the
how
man
hard
suffered
is?
A pretty...
Chitlins is, takes time.
Just my face.
Do you know how hard it is? Chitlins takes time. So he said that his wife.
Okay, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Chitlins is a long one day process. It really is, because it's a lot. It's such a rare and special way to prepare. Okay, you have to, first of all, it's hard to buy them now. It used to be, you know, coming up, chitlins was easy to get, right? You can go get them, the buckets of chitlins, because my mom used to buy the red, I don't know if y'all remember the red buckets. I think it was like 10 pounds per bucket or something like that. Is it 10 or 20 pounds or something like that? And my mom would buy a couple buckets. Then they also had the ones that was already like pre-cleaned, which we don't trust that. You know, I was raised with my mama. She didn't trust that. So she would clean the chitlins. That in itself is a process, right? So a lot of people don't want to deal with it because you have to clean them. That takes a long time. You have to clean it out because that's pig intestine. So you got to be very careful because you can get very sick.
Yeah.
So you have to clean them properly, which I know how to do all this stuff because my mom taught me. I don't really like to cook like that, but I could. Like, if I had to prepare chitlins or make them, I could, because I watched my mom all the time prepare these different meals.
Big ups to Nicole's moms. Big ups, big ups.
Yes, I love you, mama. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace
to my mama, y'all.
So I'm thinking that this guy is more upset because the time he's demanding of his wife. He's saying it's the audacity to ask him, his wife, because he didn't care that the wife got stolen by him, but you're going to ask her to cook some chitlins. That's wild.
The priorities are off. Like, I think you should be more concerned with the fact that your wife is dealing with this other man. I don't know if it's all, because if it's only dealing with the chitlins, I can understand that, right? I could be wrong. I don't think my man would be mad if somebody said, well, Nicole, can you prepare? He probably gonna get mad at me because he'd be like, well, you don't even cook for me like that. My argument would be, my boyfriend would be like, well, you don't even be cooking for me like that, so why would you cook for another man? Then I don't think he really would care.
That makes
you
know sense, though. That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But is it that, did the wife cheat? Because are you really mad about the chitlins? Because I think if she's with this other man, you should be more focused on the fact that your wife is cheating on you, not worried about what she's cooking.
People be tripping off of food. Check out the rapper Benny Siegel. Benny Siegel said this about Jay-Z. Listen to this real quick.
I don't hate Jay. That ain't what this about. I don't hate him, but damn, dog, that's how you feel. I feel as though you owe me a conversation.
Right.
That's it. You too big to talk to me? You ate my mom oxtail.
Real oxtail.
Remember, we got to get over to my aunt's house for that.
I'm getting hungry now. Oxtail. Okay.
Yeah,
my aunt was supposed
to hook those up, and I didn't get a chance to get over there and get them, but we're going to do that.
We talked about that. Auntie, please. Mm-hmm. I just want one. I'm lying. I want more than one. But if I could just get one of them, okay, half an oxtail, I would be grateful. Okay. My mouth is watering right now. Oxtails,
that's what I'm saying. But
you know who makes some good ass oxtails, Maurice?
Who's that?
Bobo.
Uh oh, look at Bobo. I'm about to get
over there. Cook everything. That man can cook. I don't know what he can't cook or bake, y'all. When I say just one of my ex boyfriends, he can cook.
Shout out to Bobo.
He got a dream.
So the thing about oxtails, right? They're delicious.
And
you can hear in Benny Siegel's voice. He got an imprint in his memory of watching Jay-Z chewing on that oxtail.
Right.
Jay-Z won't call him today, but them oxtails, Jay-Z like, hey, man, I don't care what you're going through in your life at this point, but the time to eat them oxtails was there, man. He was all in. That's what he's saying. He said, man, when the fun was there. you were there.
It's, you know, it's a more of a, it's a Buddhist connection, right? And I'll let you into my family. You know, we're going to take the celebrity part out. Absolutely. We're just going to be men right now. We're not even going to put, he like, fuck, we're not even going to do the whole celebrity thing. And shout out to both these men, because let's be real, Benny Siegel and Jay-Z are phenomenal. Phenomenal forces in the world of movies and music, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big ups.
Dang, Benny Siegel, you know, he played the hell out of some movies. Hey,
that was real. It was coming from the heart.
And I believe, like, when he speak, I mean, he speaks with authority. Like, you listen to him. So I think that it was more of like, dang, like, you know, I let you in and you got to experience my family's cooking. That hit a little bit different, because that's something sacred. It's kind of a sacred thing. We don't just, come on, especially in a black household, let's be clear, y'all. We don't just allow any and everybody to eat our food or to prepare food for just anybody. It comes from a place of love, right? Like, they really put their heart and soul, and it's a whole story behind, you know, soul food and everything. It's really deep. It's not just cooking. It's actually, they really cooking with love.
Exactly. Right?
And so I think it's more of a respect thing. That's where he's coming from. Like, hold on, dude. Like,
my mama oxtails. That's wild.
Like,
that's wild.
It's one thing. Yeah, that's deep. So I feel him on that. I do understand. Like, hold up. Like, I let you in that close. Like, I thought we was better than whatever issue. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, so I felt him on that. That's real, you know.
Well, there it is. Who out there think they can make some good oxtails? Hit Ann Taylor up. Let me know. Check it out. We about to get to the rest of the show. Nicole, thank you for sitting in with me on this segment. We're going to hear from Nicole a little bit more later in the show.
Me.
You know how it goes on the Ann Taylor show.
It's so exciting to be here again, y'all. It's so fun. He you're just a whole vibe, y'all. He is such a vibe. That
thank you.
It's just a vibe all the time. I just, you know, I love it.
The only thing is I didn't appreciate is you didn't say hi to my kidnapper here.
Hi, Nicole.
So
hi, kidnapper.
My feelings are you didn't talk to me first. You know I'm back here in the van.
I'm so sorry. I haven't heard from you in a while, love. I'm not gonna say I forgot, but you know, thank you for reminding me.
No problem, no problem. I'm always forgiven.
Where can people go to find out more about Dankhead Doug?
Well, there's my CDs are sold on Rap Bay. I'm on IG. You know, I always check out my IG profile for seeing Dankhead 925. And then what else? I'm on sell CDs on eBay. I'm in One World magazine. Is it? Rap Museum carries my product also. So,
do you do because the way I got your you sent it to me. So, but do you do Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music?
Yeah, I should be on all of those. Okay. There might be a couple of my first albums that aren't streaming, they got pulled down off a certain platform. Mm-hmm. And I mean to get up at some point, but for the most point, I think everything's on Spotify, the other platforms, etc., either as Dankhead or Dankhead Doug. Definitely Dankhead Doug and the Dankalation. So
there's places online that people can purchase. You said it earlier, you named a couple of websites they can purchase your product, and there's places they can listen to it. I encourage everybody out there listening to go purchase my boy's project. You know what I mean? Listen to it, bump it, tell your friends about it. But if you can make that purchase, we love to support each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're looking for something to mix in with some Cypress Hill or some Burner or whatever stoner rap you got going on. It might just fit in to your track list perfectly. You know what I'm saying?
There it is. Is there anything you want to say to the people out there before we wrap up this interview?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep smoking that good dank. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you much for the support of the rap genre. Any music you listen to, please remember, music and dank is the best medicine. I don't want you people to be violent or upset at life. Try to take a time out and just realize that, you know, there's a lot more to it. You know, you need to take a deep breath. You need to enjoy the music your parents raised you on, the morals, the ethics, the essence. Just you know, there's so much going on. Just try to sit back, you know, smoke a good bag with your partners, laugh, watch a comedy movie, try to not take everything too serious sometimes, you know. There's a lot going on out there, there's a lot of drama, and I just want you all to be able to take it easy, you know. Have fun.
Man, that was well said, man. Thank you, Dankhead Doug. Hey, will you come back on the show again? We'd like to have you back, you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
I see
absolutely.
You and I can talk for hours, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, but this is...
Usually
this is,
I talk...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yo, usually, no, dude, Mac Mo, bro, you're a pimp, dog. Usually, it's easy for me to talk with the real, and for a reason. I could, you know, turn you on to other artists that are my homies, cats, friends, personal, you know, pimps, players, and hustlers. So you can definitely interview them too.
Man, hey, everybody out there listening, this is Dankhead Doug. Hey, Dankhead, thank you, my man, for being here, man. You graced the show with your presence, man. You made it that much more authentic, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Remember, people, keep rap real. Be yourself.
And there it is. So yesterday, Big U, whose real name is Eugene Henley, a well-known figure in Los Angeles with deep ties to the music industry and community activism, was arrested. He was the former leader of the Rolling 60s neighborhood Crips, one of LA's most prominent street gangs. However, after serving time in prison, he turned his focus towards mentorship, community programs, and the music business. So, in this recent group of arrests, there were some other people picked up. It looks like a kind of an Arico type of thing. There was a guy named Brick Baby, from the popular No Jumper show. Loose Cannon, another one of the affiliates of our former affiliates of Big U, and affiliate of Brick Baby. Basically, the streets has a weird way of catching up to you. No matter what you do, unless you completely separate yourself from it. I mean completely. Okay, maybe you don't gangbang no more. Maybe you don't do this no more. Maybe you don't do that no more. But the people you are around also have to not be into that life at all. Because when them boys come, you're gonna just be guilty by association. Let's hear a little bit about what Big U had to say about this as he was going to turn himself in.
So this is going to probably be my last video. I'm going to go turn myself in to see what's going on. They're talking about I'm a fugitive. So they just raided all my houses. 600 was actually with the police when they raided my house. And he's actually got video and footage of it. So y'all know what y'all dealing with. And I just want to say this to y'all. When they raided my houses and my property, it was asking about WAC. WAC, Loose Cannon, 600, and this internet stuff. All of y'all five. All y'all who be promoting and listening to what they saying. All of y'all giving these likes and hidden likes. All y'all supporting this. All y'all guilty of this shit. If you have something against a black man, you should handle it with a black man in the streets. Wax said 100 times he was gonna take my contracts. He working with the FBI. The FBI went to the city 3 days in a row and told the city they didn't want nobody to give me no more money. They went to all the different celebrities and told all the different celebrities, don't give me no money, don't help me, don't do nothing for me. They going around scaring and intimidating everybody. But y'all sitting it around getting people in trouble. Like y'all don't understand what the FBI do to black men who try to help their community.
So this, what he's saying, is very, very, very accurate at the latter part. I'm not sure what's going on with him and some of his quote-unquote online enemies or detractors. I do follow this, and I do know that when you are trying to do good, there's always an opposing force. And I've learned in my own time period in life that I have to completely separate myself from anything that connects me to my enemy. So if I have a person on the other side that doesn't like me, and there's somebody in the middle that is cool with both of us, I have to get rid of that person in the middle, meaning I have to cut off the relationship. So there'll be no association, there'll be no connection, there'll be no getting back words between us and all that stuff. You know, I don't condone the gang violence or the shooting, and that's not my world. I don't live in that, you know what I mean? But the internet can be just as deadly as the streets now. So with that being said, repent for what you've done in these streets. Get out of them. Wash your hands.
Are amused by other brothers' reps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he could maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could prop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you and taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way and when to get the brother. They'll be long gone before the kid recovers, and back around the way he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rap. Ten brothers in a circle had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your dues and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little shorty with the 3/8, yo, he was inching. Closer and closer put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scared, so he panicked, took off his link and his rings, and ran frantic. But shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rap.
A message to the men that need to hear this. Life's full of choices, and it's not always easy. Temptation is everywhere. Fast money, street life, quick wins. But where does it really lead? True success isn't about chasing money. It's about finding peace, purpose, and building a life that lasts. To those that need to step up, be the example. Strength isn't just about how tough you are. It's about how you carry yourself, how you guide others, how you stay true when things get hard. Don't let social media set the standard. They make the street life look glamorous. The money, the power, the attention. But they don't show you the other side. The loss, the pain, the broken families. Having an op isn't strength. Walking away from it is. Choosing peace over conflict, life over death. That's real strength. Don't let the noise fool you. And if you ever feel lost, know this. You're not alone. Be the one someone can lean on. That father figure, brother, uncle, cousin, or good friend. Lean on others when necessary. Be dependable and ready to guide. Be ready to be led. And we can all be that for someone else if needed. A steady hand through rough times, a light when things get dark. Stay focused, keep pushing, and always remember, try to be the one. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can be right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how